Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Investing Alpha series. Hope all of you are doing well and staying safe. We are recording this on 16 January evening, sort of an auspicious day in a way that vaccination for COVID-19 has started this morning in India. So hopefully it should go well, and from here on we can start our normal lives in the post-corona world. So today we are going to touch upon a market related topic, but we will go slightly off the tangent. We will talk about some of my favorite movies, documentaries and web series across various OTT platforms. So as you know that post the lockdown, the OTT platforms have mushroomed, the binging on them have increased. We were staying locked up at homes. So last year I had an opportunity to watch a little bit more than the usual. I watched around 50 of them last year. Now 50 sounds a little bit too much, but I think that's one per week, which is not too much. So some ground rules before we start talking about them. Firstly, my list is only those which were released in 2020. So I have not considered anything which released prior to 2020. Secondly, my list is in no particular preference order, or follow a common theme. The common theme is that they are indirectly related to markets, finance, socio-economic conditions, political conditions, etc. So I've just jotted down my recommendations before this session started. And thirdly, this is my personal preference list. So if you don't agree or disagree with me, that's okay. I'm happy to hear any more recommendations out of this list which you may have watched in the recent past, and do write to me on Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever social media platforms you are connected to with. So my first recommendation on this list is I think a common recommendation across a lot of people who have watched this series. It's a Scam 1992 on Sony Live. This series was unanimously praised, and most people who watched it really liked it, even if they were from a non-finance background. So, it was based on Harshad Mehta, who was also known as the Big Bull, because of his aggressive buying on the stock markets and because he was involved with the security scam in 1992. So he reminded me of, this Greek mythology figure Icarus, about the boy who flew too much close to the sun, so his wings, which were made of wax, they melted and he fell into the sea. So I think in the late 80s, early 90s, Harshad Mehta was sort of the king of stock market, but a sort of a combination of arrogance and greed finally led to his downfall. The series was based on a book by journalist Suchita Dalal and Debashish Basu of Money Life, who broke the story of the rot in the Indian banking system and how Harshad took advantage of it. Now, the good thing, I think, why it clicked with most people was that it does not just gloss over what Harshad Mehta did. It is sort of, gives a picture of the kind of corruption it was prevalent at that point of time in India. So everyone from the head of foreign banks to cops to politicians to even the RBI employees, etc., they were sort of complicit in this. It was sort of an old boys club where each one is scratching each other's back, and so I think Hansel Mehta did terrible things. But he's not, he was not a sort of a, your typical villain kind of a scenario. So I think what people really liked about the fact that even if, people lost a lot of money because of Harshad's advice or because of the scam which happened, there was sort of a redeeming quality till the very end. And obviously the writing was top class, the casting, I think, was bang on. After a very long time, we saw a series where the supporting characters were, excellent, whether it was Harshad Mehta's brother, Ashwin Mehta, or, Suchita Dalal, which was played by Shreya Dhanvantri, or, the Harshad associate, Bhushan Bhatt. which was played by Chirag Bora, etc. Even my favorite was the Pranav Bhai, who always stays by the Harshad's side and like to end his sentences with darling. So I think, all of that characters really added to the whole story. And obviously, everything was very authentic. The art design, where they recreate the world of the 80s and the 90s. I think that was very, very, very good. All those Fiat car, typewriters, cordless phones. So, all that makes you a little bit nostalgic. And obviously, top of that, terrific music by Achin Thakkar. So I think despite the fact that in couple of episodes, I think episode 5 and 6, the stock market jargon gets a little bit too technical for non-market related people. But I think overall, the director never loses the sight of the actual story. One last thing is that, people really liked it because we have hardly had these kind of stories made in India and made on the, scams or such kind of, incidents without actually taking, all the names. So I think that was a big change because of all the legal and political ramifications. We generally don't make such kind of documentaries and or make such kind of web series. And I hope, really, really hope that going forward, we can have more such kind of series where we can take actual names and, create a good content out of it. My second recommendation is the Kami Rule on Wood Select. It reveals the untold and unknown about US elections and the politics behind it. It is based 6 months prior to US elections in 2016 and 6 months after US elections what happened. It is based on a best-selling book, A Higher Loyalty. So it basically is a two-part series, around 3 hour series in total. It stars Jeff Daniels, it stars Brendan Gleeson. Jeff Daniels plays the former FBI director James Comey, and Brendan Gleeson plays Donald Trump. So it's not a biopic, but it sort of follows these two powerful men, Comey and Trump, who have very different personalities, ethics, and how they collide 6 months prior to elections, 6 months after the elections. So part one is basically following the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails and their impact on the election. And part two is an account of first month, few months of Trump presidencies, where, allies becomes enemies, enemies becomes friends, and truth depends on which side you are on. So I think Brendan Gleeson playing Donald Trump was absolutely terrific. Imbibed all the mannerisms very well in the series, and that's a sort of a it's the kind of a series you would like to watch just to have fun and connect all the dots which were happening in US politics in 2016. So I think a great watch, the Commies Rule on Wood Select. My third recommendation is Macmillan's on Hotstar or HBO if you have the access to it. So this 6-episode documentary shines a light on the Monopoly game which McDonald's run for over a decade from 89 to 2001 and the sort of baffling scam that coincided with the seemingly innocent contest. My sense is, some of the best documentaries which you see is that you feel so outrageous that this cannot be real. You say that this couldn't possibly be real. And I think Macmillan's is a solid example of that kind of truth that is absolutely stranger than fiction. My sense was that, as the story unfolds, the series introduces us to various characters, the crime fighters, the criminals, the mob, all who were trying to make money out of this, $24 million fraud case that has eluded cops for many years. So the good thing is that it sort of explores the crime from every angle, showing just how one man can get away with the selling of the games, the winning tickets to family, friends, neighbors, etc. But at the same time, shining a light on the bad decisions, how a little bit of greed can inspire also. The problem with the series is that at 6 episodes, it was a bit too long. And Hotstar does not have a 1.5x or 1.25x move. You need to be a little bit patient while watching the whole series. Otherwise, apart from length and the pace, I think it's worth watch to understand how this fraud happened in the early 2000s. My next recommendation is Dirty Money Season 2 on Netflix. So this is a 6-part series. The first season released in 2018, the second season released in March this year. And this was, I think, the first series I saw after the lockdown was imposed. So it has 6 episodes. One of them is based on Wells Fargo, the bank, which was seen as the golden child of banking. And, all the former employees detail how the ruthless and fraudulent practices that fueled its growth in the 2000s. Then there is a episode based on Malaysian ex-Prime Minister Najib Razak, who was Prime Minister from 2019 to 2018, how he used to throw lavish parties, dubious loans were there, a lot of scandals were there, and that left Malaysia in a lot of debt. Apart from that, there is one episode on how the gold is flowing into US through a web of money laundering, mining, destructions, etc. There is another episode on which is my favorite, which is based on a small Texas town, Point Comfort, where this massive plastic plant come along, and so everybody is very happy, all the residents, till you come to know that, toxic chemicals are begin to start taking a toll on the community. It's a sort of series which is informative, as at the same time it's appalling, just seeing the single-mindedness of corporate greed. And I think it sort of offers a simple solution, but powerful solutions at the same time. Look at the terrible unethical behavior that corporate entities try to get away with when nobody is looking. So it's a sort of a good watch for one time, even though I must warn that don't look for too much of depth in these episodes. It is more of a FYI kind of a situation in them. My next recommendation is a movie I think not many people have watched because it has come on a smaller OTT platform, Eros. I actually watched it on Jio because Eros and Jio has a collaboration. And the name of the movie actually is Halahal, which means venom in English. So it is basically a thriller, murder mystery thriller. But it is set against the backdrop of a 2013 Vyapam scam which happened in Madhya Pradesh, where a medical entrance exam and admission bracket was unfolded, which featured a lot of junior officials, coaching institutes, top ministers, and there were a lot of accidental deaths, quote unquote, of people who were trying to break the news of potential whistleblowers and loose ends. So I think I was not aware about the scam so much before I saw the movie, but when I saw the movie, and because it was well made, there is Barun Subhoti, there is Sachin Khedkar in it, But once I watched it, and because it was really attracted me, I went ahead and researched a little bit more about the Vyapam scam, and that gives you an idea, you know, how even the education in India is, you know, is in wrong hands, and there is a lot of small time crooks which are involved in, you know, making money out of the education system as well. So I know it's fiction, but still, it's a nice watch if anybody is interested in learning about the Vyapam scam. Another one of my recommendations is Tiger King on Netflix. So, you know, Netflix has some crazy true crime shows, but I think once Tiger King came out, it is no longer a contest. You know, the series is just absolutely crazy. It basically take a close look into the community of exotic animal keepers which are hiding in plain sight, and it has got a lot of crazy moment twist, shocking moments in a single episode. So it is very difficult to keep track of every jaw dropping revelation, but I think the director's duo take a lot of pain in, you know, how setting up the whole series. So every episode starts with a sort of epiphany and ends on a cliffhanger as they get deeper into this world of Big Cat, the drama unfolding between two protagonists. One is Joe Exotic, who at one point owned the largest private zoo in the United States. Is his enemy, Carol Baskin, who runs a Big Cat rescue in Florida. So, you know, absolutely insane to watch. And it sort of pulls off the delicate task of telling this story with a very critical eye and with a lot of empathy as well. But nobody comes out of it unscathed. So I think it's truly moves you, you know, how these kind of things can really happen. My next recommendation is a documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. It's a 1.5 year long, so even though it feels a little longer, it tries to take the commonly digested idea that social media is harmful, and it brings sort of context and controversy to it by interviewing actually the people who have worked in these companies, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, etc. So that, you know, sort of helps to contextualize what is happening in these companies and how they have dominated our life, and how we spend so much time looking for you know, social media validation, doing online shopping on them, etc. And it's sort of the good thing is that it sort of ridiculizes the idea of being a social media addict. I think it was one of the probably the best documentaries on last year. You know, as it takes on very cleverly how the addiction usage is working, how you can change your course to its political implications. So as Netflix CEO said, you know, sleep is our competition. I think if addiction is a truly gateway, then, you know, this documentary sort of tells you, you know, what goes into the mind. My takeaway from the documentary was that there were a lot of issues with respect to social media where I was sitting on the, you know, on the wall and was not making up my mind which way to go. But I think after watching this, I'm very, very clear that I want to reduce my social media. And I did took a lot of measures. I've written about it also in one of my posts, you know, how I actually reduced my social media considerably after that point of time. So yeah, very, very good, well-made documentary and a must watch according to me. It's called 76 Days, and it is based on the outbreak of coronavirus in Wuhan, the first epicenter of this virus. So on January 23rd, the city of Wuhan was placed under lockdown. in an effort to control coronavirus that has already made the whole province, the Hubei province, in Wuhan, where the Wuhan is, it was sort of a worst pandemic in almost 100 years. And it talks about those 76 days that has elapsed till the lockdown was lifted. So how there were two people, Waxi Chan and one anonymous co-worker, who sort of was in the front lines of this documentary, and how they discreetly shot across Wuhan hospitals without government approval. And you know how China works. So this movie was, I think, premiered at Toronto International Film Festival in mid-June. And it sort of tells you how the outbreak was scattered. It was structureless. There were a lot of back and forth from the Chinese government. But if 76 days is sort of more valuable because it's a sort of a time capsule, but it still puts a sort of a human face on this horror which we faced last year. At the same time, it tells about the trauma and the equilibrium which caused by the crisis in our lives in general. So I think it not many people saw it because it came on MTV, but it's because it's so real. Real people have shot it on live locations, and also because it is discreetly shot because of what happened in China. I think it's a great watch in that sense. And my final recommendation is a movie directed by one of my favorite writers, Aaron Sorkin, who earlier wrote Social Network, and the movie is The Trial of Chicago 7 on Netflix. I think it's one of the finest films of 2020. Also because it came immediately after what happened in the US, the riots, the BLM movement, which happened, Black Lives Matter movement, and the topic of the movie might be just coincidental, but I think the resonance and the rage you watch after what happened back then. So it's basically based on a group of people who were participating in the anti-Vietnam War in 1970s, and they were charged for inciting riots in the 1968 Democratic National Convention. And the US government put this seven people from Chicago on trial for conspiracy, and eighth one is African American man, the founder of the Black Panthers, whose battle against racial discrimination is sort of an anti-national leftist outfit. So it is basically a courtroom drama, but it tells you a lot about what happened at that point of time. Also, because it is very you can relate it with what happened in India in before the lockdown in January, February. You just replace anti-Vietnam with anti-CAA. You replace US government with Indian government. You replace Chicago riots with Delhi riots. You replace Chicago police brutality with what happened with Delhi police. And you replace the Chicago 7 with all the GNU leaders, and that dynamics will not change one bit. So I think that's a good thing about political trials, that they are a cinematic, but because the cinema in them is quite literal, you tend to enjoy the characters more, you tend to enjoy the spectacle more. So yeah, one of my favorite movies in the last year. I think it's a remarkable achievement, how what this movie has achieved. It's riveting, but at the same time it asks you a lot of questions. What we stand for, what we like to see the society as, etc. Now, my thing is that probably one time watch may not be sufficient for this, because it works just like Social Network. It works at a very frenetic pace, so you may have to
probably watch it twice or watch at least some of the scenes twice to understand, you know, what is the hidden meaning behind some of the scenes. And also, if you have an idea about how the Vietnam Wars actually functioned, that's sort of a, you know, good prelude to it. So that's it from my side. These are my 10 recommendations of 2020. And if you have any other movie, web series, documentary which you have watched in last year or in the recent past and you would like to share it with me, do get in touch. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend.